Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today in episode 41 is Al-Hasib, which means the bringer of judgments. Now, we've seen in our past episodes how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His hikmah, in His 99 names, creates this balance. So for example, we spoke about al-hakam wal-adl, the one who judges, but the one who judges with fairness, or that justice. And we see in al-hasib, the bringer of judgment, there is also, of course, the sense of justice. Now, as human nature would have it, we tend to judge one another. Whether it is our children who may look at their classmates or their peers and judge what someone is wearing or what they're eating for lunch or how they're carrying themselves or how they're interacting, or whether we continue to judge one another in adulthood as well. It's very common we see in circles, in gatherings, in get-togethers, even in our masajid at times, that sense of judgment where we look at one another and we feel like it is within our right to judge someone or to bring them to judgment, which would be giving them that hisab, which is of course reserved for al-hasib, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the bringer of judgment. Now, what happens in our marriage relationships or in our parental relationship with our children when we try to consistently be the bringer of judgment, when we try to bring that hisab to our family life? Oftentimes, when we are exhibiting intense judgment towards our children begin to feel that we are being critical and that anything we say to them is something that is judgmental. When we do the same with our spouses, it may again carry that same weight. How do we avoid that? How do we give nasiha or advice without turning it into hisab? It has to do with the way we carry ourselves and the way we interact with our spouse and with our children. Beginning a conversation with kindness, with pointing out what is good, with extrapolating what is best about the conversation, about the way someone's carrying themselves, but then bringing the nasiha kindly, gently, without humiliating, without making someone feel bad about themselves, and most importantly, without showing disappointment or disgust. And this is so important for us in our family relationships, in our relationship with our children, in our relationship with our spouse. Because when we bring that hisab and we act like we are the bringer of judgment, and of course we know that is reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become super critical. And that criticism is interpreted often as a lack of love or a lack of caring. So checking ourselves, watching ourselves, ensuring that we give advice, we give nasiha for those we love because we know we want what is best for them, but do it with kindness, do it with care, do it in a way that does not make the person feel like you're disappointed in them or that you feel like they didn't reach your expectations. And in that way, inshallah, we will be a better ummah, a stronger ummah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hasib, the bringer of judgment, brings into our lives that ability to give the nasiha without showing it as if we are the ones bringing hisab. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. And I pray that during these blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, you all spend time with your families, you enjoy these blessed days, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower you all with the blessings and of peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum.